Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our very special guest today, Marcus Papadatos, his friends and family, our mutual friend Peter Marks, his friends and family, and we all want this to be your best year ever. You, our very loyal listeners, and our friends and relatives all around the world, welcome.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into joycebarryandfriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. What a special show we have today, folks, with a very special guest, Marcus Papadatos, Journalist of the Year, recently celebrated 12 successful years in journalism with over 8,000 articles published. He interviewed some of the biggest names in music and entertainment, as well as acting and sports figures. He interviewed me, your radio host, Joyce Barry, and did an outstanding job. And if you'd like to see this article published in the Digital Journal, you can go to
tinyurl.com/successcoachjoyce. tinyurl.com/successcoachjoyce. Marcus was published in a total of 7 states in 2 languages, English and Greek, with over 40 million unique page views in print, digital, and online media. Marcus has his definition of success and offers advice to aspiring journalists and others who want to get the word out in any media. Welcome to the show, my new friend, Marcus Papadatos.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joyce.
And we're very excited about you being here. So many questions, so little time. We know you celebrated 12 years in journalism. What got you into journalism?
I started in my college paper at Queens College. They were looking for writers, and I just loved it ever since.
So from your school days, you decided that it's something you want to do. We also invited to join you today our mutual friend, world-renowned psychic celebrity to the stars, Peter Marks. Peter, you wanted to join us today because I know you are Marcus's number one fan.
Oh, absolutely, Joyce. I was thinking this year, what really was a momentous time for me? And I have to say, joining you and Marcus is an incredible gift to me. We've become very quick friends. I think he's a brilliant man, a dynamic personality, and I see this man going to the heights of journalism.
I agree with you. Because he, several media have interviewed me over the years, including the New York Times, a half a page with pictures of my courses, and including Woman of the Year, Woman Magazine. And I have to say, and I'm not just saying it because Marcus is here with us today, it was truly my favorite interview and my favorite write-up. He is a brilliant writer. That's you, Marcus, brilliant writer.
Thank you so much. Wow. It means a lot coming from you guys.
You interviewed some of the biggest names in music and entertainment as well as acting and sports. Are you able to share any of these names with us? If so, who might they be?
Dolly Parton, Merle Haggard, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, Armin van Buuren, so many. The list is endless.
Wow, sounds like it. I'm impressed. I love Dolly Parton, Aerosmith. Awesome people, awesome interviews. I know that you just recently covered the Grammys. How was that for you?
Yes, that was nice. I did the red carpet. That was it was raining, so that had a little something to do with it. But it's always fun. Red carpets are always interesting.
Well, I only have one complaint about that, Marcus, that you didn't invite me to be on the red carpet. I've never been on a red carpet.
I'll send you one.
I've never even been on a magic carpet to fly through the air. But just give us a highlight of being on the red carpet for the Grammys. It would just happen like a week or so ago. Anything unusual happen or something you care to share with us?
It's very fast-paced because all the celebs are rushing to get to their seats, so you don't get much time with them. So they're wearing it's like a nice entrance piece. But, yeah.
So much focus is on what they're wearing. Do men find that as interesting as women?
For me, not as much, but it's something different every time.
Now, you were published in 7 states, 2 languages. You speak fluent Greek as well?
I do, yeah.
And 40 million unique page views. That's extremely impressive. Do most of your articles get that kind of media attention, or do you have a clue of what's going to really hit and what's not?
I have some idea. I know, like, some genres of music do better for me than others, so I try to focus more on those.
Oh, so you do have some sort of sixth sense about that.
Yeah, yes, yes. After all these years, you know, like, what the trend is, what's the popular genres of music, so I focus more of my time and energy on those.
I just hope that you continue to focus your time and energy on me, because I was so proud of that article. I was so happy. I'm sending it out
thank
to
so
everyone
much.
And on all my lists. So I want to get to the
thank
top
you.
Of your priority list, Marcos.
Absolutely.
As I said, Peter is a fan of yours, and we have someone else here. Let me just get to the line. Give me a second in the studio. That would be a friend of yours. That would be Elvin Ortega in the band Larger Than Life. Elvin, welcome to our show. What would you like to say to Marcos or about Marcos?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I just wanted to check in. You know, known Marcos for a few years, and he's just one of the easiest guys to work with and super, super nice, and has actually done a lot to help our project out. So, you know, we just want to give him a big shout-out and show our support.
Well, from my experience with him, to know him is to love him. When you say one of the nicest, I have to agree with you. From the first hello, I felt very connected to him and really felt he's a very special person. How did you feel when he interviewed you? Did you feel confident that you would be portrayed the way you would like to be?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%. You know, super, like I said, a super easy guy to work with, so... You know, I know that anytime we get a chance to talk with Marcos, it's always just going to be a positive experience. And, you know, what we're talking about, what we're trying to portray it is going to be actually it's going to come across that exact way. So it's super cool.
Elvin, I know you're super cool as well. Is there anyone you'd like to give a shout-out to or anything where you're appearing now you want to let our worldwide audience know about?
Well, you know, pretty much just, you know, again, shout out to our boy Marcos there from myself and the rest of the crew. And, you know, we're getting ready to hopefully see him soon out in Long Island. We have a couple of dates coming up in March where we're doing two different shows at a place called Stereo Garden on the March 9th. And we're back at our home where we've met Marcos, our home Mulcahy's out in Long Island later in March as well. So we're excited about that.
I think anything people do with Marcos, they get excited. He has that super positive energy. I know when I hear his voice, when he calls me, he has a way of putting a ring to my name that makes me smile instantly. So is there any other comment you want to make as regards to having him in your life?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think... All right. No, I think he's, you know, he's been super inspiring, actually, you know, as an artist, and it's very hard to get a good circle of people around you, and he's one of those people that's in that circle for sure, and, you know, keeps us positive and keeps, you know, just kind of turning, you need those people around you who can kind of turn a rainy day into a sunny day, and I think for myself, Marcos is definitely one of those people, so we're thankful for that.
And I so agree with you, Elvin. And why don't you repeat one more time where you'll be appearing? We'd love our listeners to go there and see what you have to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we're Larger Than Life, and our Facebook is at We Are Larger Than Life with the Ultimate Boy Band Tribute, and pretty much performing every weekend. This weekend we're in Ohio. Next weekend we're out in Chicago, and then after that, we're back in Long Island, and I know we'll get to see our friend Marcos there and rock out with him a little bit. And, yeah, we're just looking forward to having a great year and keep bringing our boy band tribute show across the country.
And, Elvin, what did you say your Facebook page was?
Sure. Our Facebook is facebook.com/wearelargerthanlife.
Oh, I thought I heard you say that we are larger than life. Okay, how could you not love someone that's larger than life? Thank you so much for popping in, and I'll get to send you a friend request, because any friend of Marco's has to be a friend of mine.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Marco, do you want to say anything to him?
They're phenomenal band. Anybody I love larger than life, you guys got to check them out. They do all these boy bands from all the years, so there's some Patience and Sync, Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block. They're the whole package. I love them.
Well,
thanks very much.
That's a pretty awesome recommendation. Again, thank you for popping in today. Marcus, back to you. You were told all your life you'll never make it in journalism. How did you react to that?
I just, at the time, I was writing country music articles, and back then in New York, it was like taboo back in 2002 and 2003. And of course, in my high school paper, they would never give them the light of day. So thank God for college. I was able, at the time, it was getting more and more popular, thanks to the radio stations in New York, and I was able to get a country music published in Queens College. So within like 4 or 5 years later, I was able to make it happen by just keep persevering and keep writing, and I never gave up.
That's my motto, to never, ever, ever give up. But when you heard all that negativity, you won't make it, and all of the above, would you say it lit your fire or it in some ways discouraged
Absolutely.
You?
No, it did not discourage me at all. At that moment, I told my former homeroom teacher in high school, like, you will see, I told him one day that you won't be able to go in Dunkin' Donuts and you won't hear a person on the radio that I have met or interviewed or reviewed live. And I'm happy to say that that's true.
Because I see that you have a lot of passion, a lot of energy, a lot of fire. Peter, anything you want to share at this point?
Yes, I did want to say I'm listening to the two of you in dialogue, and I wanted to find out from Marcos, whom are some of the journalists in perhaps history that he has aspired to, that he wants to be a role model for him in his work, because I think we all have heroes, and I was curious to find out, Greek or American or on an international level, whom you admire.
I don't know if I told you this. I love Ernie Anastos. He was one of my biggest heroes in journalism.
Who did you say?
Ernie Anastos, the news anchor on Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I haven't listened much to Fox News. I'm a CNN fan, so I wasn't familiar with that. It seems that the Fox people stick to Fox and CNN with CNN.
Yeah.
Marcus, you say you want to share your advice for aspiring young journalists. What advice are you talking about?
For them, my biggest, for anybody who wants to go into journalism, a big thing is to be reliable, to be punctual. It's all about the timing. Like, you have to be on time for an interview. Don't be late because, if you go late, the show is going to be over. You have to be on time. I think that's very important.
So number one, be on time. And what else would you like to tell them?
And also find your own style of writing, because not every journalist writes differently. So find what works for you. You could do like narrative. Some people like Q&A form. Find whatever works for you, because there's no set formula on how to find success in journalism.
Do you have a definition of success?
Being able to do what you love for a living, and then, everything else is like the cherry on the baklava.
I have a few favorites, and they're quotes. Anthony D'Angelo said, in order to succeed, you must fail so that you know what not to do the next time. Bill Cosby says, in order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. Winston Churchill, success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. Dale Carnegie, success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get. I like that one a lot. Arnold Glasow, success is simple. Do what's right, the right way, at the right time. Booker T. Washington, success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which one has overcome. And my definition is, just keep going, no matter what, keep going and going. Arnold Palmer, the road to success is always under construction. David Brinkley, a successful man is one who can lay a firm foundation with the bricks others have thrown at him. And Marcos, it sounded like you did have a lot of bricks thrown at you. Was it just at the very beginning, or did it continue?
Mostly in the beginning.
Mostly at the beginning. But what?
Yeah, yeah.
How deep did you have to go to bring up the resources to get past all that?
Thankfully, with online media, I was able to branch out on my own, because over time, like, I felt like publications such as print are not as popular, so more people go to online. So I was able to find a voice there.
Well, you definitely found a voice, and as I said, and I said it from my own experience, just working with you has been an absolute pleasure, an absolute pleasure. There's someone else on the studio lines, but I don't know who it is. 212-419, what is your name and where are you calling from? 212-419. Oh, maybe this is just a silent admirer. Your line is open, too. I thought perhaps it was Elizabeth calling. I have another number, but sometimes people switch lines. 212-419, do you want to share anything with Marcos or ask a question? Okay, it's fine to be. Oh, wait, I think she just popped in. Who might this be?
Sorry, I was muted. It's Elizabeth Lyons calling. How are you?
It is who?
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Marcos.
Oh, it is Elizabeth. Hi,
yes,
Elizabeth.
I'm calling from my work
phone. I definitely
want
to get to our country star, Elizabeth Lyons. I just had a different contact for you, so I wasn't sure who it was. thank you for calling in. What would you like to share with Marcos?
So I met Marcos years ago, and he had one of the most just striking, positive energy and an interview that I will always remember. It was one of my first interviews as a country artist. And ever since, Marcos and I have become great friends. And it's always so remarkable to see all the posts and articles that Marcos writes, and to see his growth over the years is inspiring and something that Marcos should really be proud of. And between, you know, just even winning the Long Island best of, you know, it's just, he truly is the best. And we call him the power journalist, and I always hashtag that. And I'm just so thankful for his support over the years.
And where can we see you perform?
So I've got a bunch of shows coming up. I'm playing a country jam in Colorado. I'm playing Headwaters Country Jam in Montana, both in June. I'm playing Lake Jam in Brainerd, Minnesota in June 22nd as well. I'm playing Tree Town Music Festival in Memorial Day weekend in Iowa. You can check out all of my upcoming tour at Elizabeth Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, music.com. But I'm opening up for Brantley Gilbert, Kip Moore, Alabama, a bunch of big names, Keith Urban, Florida Georgia Line, and I'm super excited for all of my upcoming dates.
Elizabeth Lyons, you sound like a woman on the move. Woman on the move. Do you have a Facebook page?
I do. It's Elizabeth Lyons Music.
Elizabeth Lyons Music, same as your website, ElizabethLyonsMusic.com. Marco, is there anything you want to share with Elizabeth, who called in to support you today?
Yeah, I love her music. I love her song Champagne and the new single, and her music videos are so well done. She's like the female country equivalent of Jake Owen. She's so great.
Oh, you're so sweet. That's the biggest compliment.
I was the one to say, Liz, I love your music. I love your songs. And I think you're a brilliant artist.
Oh, thank you. You guys are all so nice and positive. We'll have to all get together in New York and do a Marcus celebration.
And Elizabeth, I don't know if you guys know, last year she came third place in the Macy's iHeartRadio Rising Star Contest.
Yes.
Wow, I'm not surprised at that at all. Your voice is so feminine, so lovely, yeah. Delightful, that if you sang half as well as the way you sound in speaking, I can only imagine how fabulous you are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just love that Marcos loves my Rice Krispie treats. I make him as much as my music.
Amazing. I love her Rice Krispies, yeah.
I'll have to make some for you guys as well.
as a single, I have to ask, what's your favorite song, Elizabeth?
Oh, my goodness, that is a hard one. I grew up listening to all types of music. I grew up doing Broadway musicals, and I love TV soundtracks. I love pop music. I love rock, obviously country music. I'm influenced by all types of music, so it'd be hard for me to nail down just one song, but I do have a new song out right now called God Moment that has done really well and been really well received that Marcos has kindly covered and wrote a great story about the music video.
Five stars.
Thank you. That has 100,000 views on YouTube in the last 2 weeks, so super exciting.
Well, after the show, I'll have to make it 100,001.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. That would be amazing.
but you like all those genres. How come you chose country? How were you able to decide on which way to go for yourself?
Yeah, I think that the country music scene is, in particular, just super fitting with my personality and what, you know, my songwriting is and what my roots are. I grew up in Illinois, and I have roots in the Midwest, and grew up really listening to country music, and by fate, you know, ended up down in Nashville and graduated from Vanderbilt a few years ago, and so, you know, it was just super meant to be, and I love the country music fans. They are the nicest people in the world, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of that community.
I thought the nicest people in the world were journalists like Marcos.
That's true. But he's in that field because he's a country music fan.
Oh yeah, that's true too. So Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. I wish you every success.
Thank you. # power journalist Marcos. He is the one.
The power journalist, the power country star, the power band, all in one, and certainly the power psychic. Folks, if you're enjoying the show today, we invite you to listen to us every day with very special guests and topics, always positive, and here in the wise words of Beverly Nadler is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Just go to Joyce Barry, Barrie and Friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, you can click on follow. Just by clicking on that simple action, you'll find out about every show, every guest, every topic, including when we have our celebrity psychic, Peter Marks, with us to answer your questions, address your concerns on his free on-air mini readings. And that's going to be happening next, this Wednesday. Peter, you just want to say a word about that before we get back to Marcos?
As far as the show, next Wednesday at 11 o'clock on Blog Radio, I'm looking forward to it, but I am so excited about today, even more so than my own radio show, because I really feel that Marcos is going to be incredibly well-known. He's already very well-known. But I also wanted to find out from Marcos if he is going to continue to keep his contacts within the music industry, or if he is going to branch out to actors, producers, and writers.
Nice.
He's asking you if you're going to branch out to other industries as well besides the music industry.
I'm always open to new industries and new topics. Sure.
Well, since you're such an open person, open to anything, I have an assignment for you. I want a story in People magazine. I want your story in People magazine. So I'm just letting you know what I'm thinking.
I know you love People magazine.
I do. That was a dream for years and years. Let me go in our studio here. Beverly Nadler, I shared her fabulous poem with you. Beverly is a regular on our show. Here's to your health Thursdays, the only one that has a weekly show. Nobody gets Thursday because it's Here's to Your Health. Also a writer, a poet, also one of my closest friends. Beverly, I'm sure you read the article that Marcos just put out on me. What did you think of it?
I thought it was extraordinary. You know, as a writer, I must admit that I can't help but look at things and say, oh, well, they missed this or they missed. It's just a thing that comes into my head. But when I read this, I said, this is perfect. Not only is it beautifully written and very clear, but you really captured my friend as a special person and also as an extraordinary host, which she is. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for reading. I always say a journalist is only as good as his reading audience. A writer is only as good as his reading audience, so that means a lot.
Well, it was a pleasure to read it. It's also always a pleasure to be on Joyce's show, and I was on yesterday, and she announced that you would be on today, and I said, oh, this is one I need to listen to in person, not just, in the archives, because I don't get to hear every one of these shows, all of which, when I wrote my poem, it's the truth. I mean, her shows are amazing, and it just came to me that that was a way of expressing how I feel about it. So I really appreciate being on the show and having the opportunity of hearing of the people that you work with. It's just amazing, and it's wonderful, and I'm so glad that you got not only to write up my dear friend Joyce, but also my dear friend Peter. Peter, who is a psychic.
And I want to say ditto to everything she said. I felt he totally captured me. Totally, 100%. Beverly's show yesterday, right here, was love and positive emotions can keep your heart healthy. So keeping your heart healthy calls for a happy heart. And you have to have a happy heart when you talk to Marcos. Absolutely. And we have a lot of witnesses to that. Marcos, what is the key to longevity in the music and entertainment industry? You've been doing what you're doing for 12 years.
Yes, wow. Key to longevity, just keep writing, no matter what. Just keep writing, keep the hustle going. It's all about that.
And what do you do to crank up your engine every day to keep that momentum going?
Every day there's a different – what's great about New York is that there's at least 4 shows every night to choose from. So it's like a menu. You get to pick which shows you want to go. It's fabulous. It doesn't get any better than that.
What would you say are your proudest professional moments?
Oh, wow. Winning the Journalist of the Year at the Hellenic News Hall of Fame Gala this past November, because – I brought my mother there with me, so it was a very special moment, and I got to thank her in my acceptance speech, and it was really emotional for both of us. She was my biggest champion for 12 years, so it was nice to recognize her, because I'm her biggest fan, so it's all about my mom. It was nice.
And that was the Hellenic News Hall of Fame induction?
Yeah, the 30th anniversary, yeah. It was in New Jersey. It was in Cinnaminson, New Jersey, at the Marion. Yeah, it was a beautiful night.
And was that the first time you took your mom to something, that you got to share that with her?
Well, since she doesn't speak English fluently, she doesn't go to that many shows with me. So that was like the first big moment that we got to celebrate together, yeah.
So that had to be a really special time for both of you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then, of course,
hopefully,
over
yeah.
dinner you could translate. So
and hopefully next month at the sorry.
Go ahead.
Hopefully next month at the Best of Long Island ceremony, she could go with me as well.
Is your dad still alive?
Yes, he is.
Oh, so you didn't take your father as well?
No, he couldn't make it that night.
Okay, but there'll be other opportunities, and you just mentioned one, the Best of Long Island in arts and entertainment.
Yes.
How is that being yes. commemorated?
I know they have a reception. I believe it's March 14th. I'm not sure at the venue yet, but last year was at the Chateaubriand, so maybe they'll have it there again this year. I'm not exactly sure about the details. They're still confirming those.
Marcos, tell people what your Facebook page reads. How do people find you?
Well, they could find me on Twitter at twitter.com/powerjournalist, or they could just find me on facebook.com/marcos.papadados.
You're going to have to spell that one for our audience.
Okay. M-A-R-K-O-S, my first name, Marcos, M-A-R-K-O-S, period. Papadados, my whole last name. P as in Peter, A as in Apple, P as in Peter, A as in Apple, D as in David, A as in Apple, T as in Tony, O as in Orange, S as in Steve.
That's Marcos Papadatos, and I'll spell it as well. M-A-R-K-O-S P-A-P-A-D-A-T-O-S, because I had to really work on the pronunciation. It's
Agreed.
A little tricky. But once you get it, you get it. Once you know what you're doing, it's a good thing. Now, Marcos followed his dream. He was in school. He had a dream. There were many naysayers. So I ask you, my listening audience, when are you going to follow your dream? And as a decades-long coach, what I often hear is, oh, I will follow my dream, and I will do that someday. So for those of you that actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Marcos, do you have any current somedays in your life, or are you on the case? Whatever it is you aspire to.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I just shared the poem Someday, where people have their dreams, someday this and someday that. Are there any somedays in your life with your goals, a someday aspiration?
If I have any, like, any goals? Like.
No, any aspirations that you'll get to someday. As opposed to I'm working on everything that's in my mind now.
No.
So you don't have any somedays. You're in the moment with what it is you want to achieve, and you're achieving it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's – go ahead.
I did want to ask Marcos. Yes, thank you. I did want to ask Marcos if he could name some people that he hasn't interviewed that he would enjoy interviewing in the future that have not been part of his, within his interview so far. Can you name any people that Yes.
I would love to interview Tim Tebow someday.
Okay.
Yes, you're someday. But you're very innovative. Can't you find a way through media, digital things to contact him and put that out there?
I've tried many times, but he tends to shun a lot of interviews because I can see why. But I would love to talk to him. I would give him a good piece someday.
Well, once you put things out in the universe, it is a worldwide show. You never know. Who knows who around here?
After I read his autobiography, I just loved I loved his character, so I would love to interview him someday.
I feel psychically that's an insult for you.
Say that again, please, Peter.
I said I feel psychically that is going to unfold for you. I do feel the next 2 years are going to be amazing years for you in your career.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ditto. I say
yes.
That too, because as I said, I'm very fussy. I've been written up a lot. I've never been 100% happy with any article, but with your work, I'm 100% happy.
Thank you. It means a lot, Joyce.
Folks, those of you who have your Sunday list, then I ask you the question Coach Joyce here is asking you, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Folks, take your Sunday list and ask yourself the question, if not now, when? Marcos, you're a technology person. What is the impact of technology in the journalism media industry? What would you say that is?
Well, nowadays with the internet, it's instant. Like, I could do the interview with you, and then the next minute you go all over the world, as opposed to waiting with the traditional route, like newspapers and whatnot, and now it's instant.
Yeah, and I love that about technology. We know that you cover people in entertainment, be it actors, be it musical people. We know you cover events like the Grammys. Are there any other things you cover that is not in those genres?
I'm trying to think. I also review restaurants.
Oh, see, that's interesting to me, that you review restaurants when it's not in that circle of what we just talked. Have you been doing that for a while?
Past 5 or 6 years, yeah.
Okay. Well, I certainly have my favorites out in Florida, and if you run short of restaurants, just let me know. I'm very fussy about that as well. But that's interesting.
Right.
That's something outside the box. Anything else that you'd like us to know about the kind of people or places or things where you write up?
Well, lately, I don't know if I think I told you that lately I've interviewed a lot of soap opera actors, which is a brand new thing for me the past 1 or 2 years.
How do you feel about that?
It's great. Like, nobody knows how much work goes into soap opera every day and what they have to, like, memorize anywhere from 40 to 80 pages of script. It's tremendous. They film like anywhere from 2 or 3 episodes a day. It's a long hours and it's a lot of hard work, and my hat goes off to them because I can't even memorize 2 or 3 pages sometimes, and like they have to do like all these mini plays every day.
Yes, and it's like radio. I have a live show every day, 5 days a week. They have no idea the hours I put into this show when I'm off the air. So you don't know what's happening in a person's shoes until you have put your feet into them. And as we're starting to wind down here, let me go first to Peter and then to Beverly. Your voice is on radio a lot. So, Peter, you first. What message would you like to give people today with Marcus as an inspiration? What do you want to share with our audience?
Well, first of all, I would like to say I consider Marcus to be, in many ways, very unique in his field. I wanted to say that whenever I see pictures of him doing the power journalism on Facebook, I see the energy, I feel his energy, his enthusiasm for the work that he does. And most of all, somebody said, if you love what you do, then it isn't a job or it's not a career, because if you really love what you do, it becomes part of your personality. And I think he's remarkable in the way that he has established himself as a power journalist, and the respect that Marcos receives from not only Hollywood and the stars, but people around him. He obviously has had a dream from the inception of childhood that he has pursued, and he hasn't equivocated from it. He is steadfast in achieving his dreams. He's doing it now, and I think he's a brilliant role model for not only Greek society, because some of the most brilliant minds have come from Greek society in history, but I think he's a very positive role model for young people all over the world.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I agree with that. Did you want to say something, Marcos?
I said thank you so much, Peter. Wow.
And I'm going to go to Beverly, too. She knows a thing about radio. Since day one, she's been my guest each and every week from my very first week. So I think she knows a thing or two. What would you like to share with our audience as it relates to Marcos and how he can make a difference in their lives?
Well, for one thing, I did not have the pleasure of meeting Marcos until I read your article and today, and I want to say what a pleasure it is. You know, we talk every week about how people can improve their lives, the things that they can do physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, different subjects all the time, and we have covered shows on self-confidence and how to get up and make things happen in your life and goal setting and all of these things. And when I hear Marcos, I hear he has done this. Whether he studied anything or not, I have no idea. But for some reason, he has that gift of saying, this is what I want to do with my life, and I'm going to do it, and it makes no difference what other people think, which is so true, because people get discouraged because other people don't give them the encouragement. But he took his own encouragement to make things happen, and this is the kind of life that everyone who is listening to your show needs. And I'd say everyone who's listening to your show rather than the whole world is because not everyone is sufficiently motivated to do anything. But those who listen to this show need to know your two excellent poems that you shared today and the inspiration that comes from a man who was told, you can't do this, it's not going to happen, and continued on his course. And this is wonderful, and I am gratified that I have been able to share this today and be on this show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Beverly, for sharing that with all of us. You certainly know more about this show than just about anyone, because you're with me every single week on an outstanding show, Here's to Your Health Thursday. And the article that we were referencing, Beverly was referencing, Peter was written up as well, but this particular one that was all about yours truly, Coach Joyce, your radio host, is tinyurl.com/successcoachjoyce. Marcos, what message do you want to leave our audience with today?
Just find what drives you and then go after it.
Find what's right, go after it, hit a home run.
What drives
and
you?
Once it's out of the ballpark, you have plenty of time to run the bases.
Yeah, and absolutely. Go for it.
And Marcos, firstly, let me thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart to that outstanding article. I'll make sure that in every far corner of the world, we want that article out. We want someone from People to contact me and say, may we have the rights to that article, and we'll have to hook them up with you, Marcos. I want to
thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, anytime. And folks, I want to leave you with this special prayer. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Thank you, folks, for listening to our show. Thank you, Marcos. We really appreciate you. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. Do a random act of kindness. And at the same time, we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, dance along with us, and you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.